Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. Athletic success often comes down to one's psychology. That's whether someone intentionally works to improve their psychology or whether it comes naturally to them. Having studied psychology both informally and formally through a master's degree, I've come to see intentionally improving your mental approach as key. The Psychological Skills Training, or PST, framework highlights four key areas that athletes can focus on in order to improve the performance psychology, and I'm going to run through how I've used each of these areas during this prep. Number one is goal setting. The SMART, S-M-A-R-T, goal setting framework posits that goals should be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. I'm sure you can see how specific the outcome of this goal is. There'll be no dispute, it'll either be a yes or a no when asked if I've achieved it. It's also measurable in that the time will be measured on the clock with the 3-hour target. Attainable, just about, maybe. It's also relevant to my larger athletic and life goals. And finally, it is time bound, given that it'll be on a predetermined date at Belfast Marathon, the 5th of May. Area two is visualization, also known as mental imagery. This is not the law of attraction type stuff where you imagine yourself crossing the finish line at the 3-hour mark and just expect it to happen without putting in the work. Instead, I've been using it in a few more practical ways. That might be as simple as running through the following day's session in my head, including what route I'll be taking, the weather, what speeds I'll be running, how tough it's going to feel, etc. But it's also involved mentally practicing for the tough times that will come up during the runs and on race day. Imagining myself on the starting line and mentally preparing to deal with the nerves and how I'm going to manage that. Visualizing taking off, keeping the pace controlled, putting myself into the mindset of what I'd be feeling at mile 20 when the legs really start to hurt, and mentally rehearsing how I'm going to deal with that moment. Essentially, doing my best to prepare for the parts of the day that I can't physically go through beforehand so that I can naturally make better choices on the day. Area number three then is self-talk. Anyone that has challenged themselves physically knows that the voice in your head can be the killer. You have to learn to work with it to allow you to push beyond where it has previously let you go. That's why I've done a lot of the training without music or other audio input. I feel this has helped me improve the conversation in my head when the mind gives resistance. It's also a good idea to have a few key phrases or thoughts to motivate you when the chips are down. Area number four then is arousal regulation, that is relaxation and amping up. There are times when you need to take the intensity down a notch or even settle some nerves. There are other times where you need to give yourself a kick to get going. The ability to manage both sides of this is essential. That might be on race day when the starting line nerves bring a knot in the stomach, or when you're slacking off the paces in an interval running session, or when you need to take the pace down a bit to allow you to sustain it for a longer period, or even just when the 5 a.m. alarm goes on a wet, cold morning. The main point here with all of this is to highlight that the psychological skills, including those mentioned here and others, are often more trainable than we think. Meaning that if you find your psychology or your mentality or your mindset or whatever other term you want to use is letting you down when it comes to your goals, you have the ability to improve it in the same way that you have the ability to get physically stronger, fitter, bigger, or faster. With that said, this week brings the start of the tapering process, with training load reducing significantly, now less than 2 weeks out from the big day. So it's time to really focus in and look forward to race day. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.